Trailblazers just wrapped a nice road trip, won 4-6, last two. They're home for the Timberwolves. Our guest happens to host Believe in the Wolves on the terrific Believe Podcast Network. His Twitter handle is B_Hedke, H-E-D-T-K-E. Brendan Hedke joins us. Brendan, how's life treating you in the Twin Cities?
It's pretty good. I actually don't. I live about 2 hours from the Twin Cities, but I tell you what, it is. It's freezing here. It's so cold. So it's not that good right now, to be honest with you.
Wait a minute. Freezing in Minnesota in late January? That's a stunner. A stunner. Anyway, as a first-time guest on our show, so always curious, where do you hail from? Are you a down-the-line Minnesota fan, Vikings, Twins? And the generation counts. I'm curious to know, where you did your undergrad, when you start following your teams. Give us a little Brendan Hedke timeline.
All right, so I was, I'm just only 22, so I was born in 1999. Yeah, Minnesota sports fan, basically just mostly Timberwolves, Vikings, a decent amount of Twins. I don't really watch hockey or anything that's big in Minnesota, but I've just never gotten into it. I didn't really grow up watching basketball at all. My dad is not into basketball. He really wasn't into sports until I made him start watching the Vikings in 2009. But, just not a lot outside of basketball and football. But, as I was growing up, I just started playing like 2K on the PS2 and just kind of getting into it that way. So as I grew older, I just started to follow it more. We didn't really have the Timberwolves, the channel that had the Wolves on when I was growing up. There was all sorts of like contract disputes between like our TV provider and the channel. But then as I got older, we were able to watch them. And as I progressed through college, I just started following closer. I went to a Division II college here in Minnesota, in Southwest Minnesota. I just started writing about the Timberwolves in my second year of college, and then that slowly progressed into bigger writing roles, credentialed media access to games, and now my podcast as well.
That's awesome. Let's start with the rough COVID season, then a terrible start last season under Ryan Saunders. He gets dismissed. Enter Chris Finch, who had been an assistant with the Rockets, Pelicans, a couple others. They improved, and, right where we sit now, playing 500 ball. So what's the buzz about the job he's done with this roster? I guess providing some optimism that it looks like they're headed in the right direction.
Yeah, that was a unique situation last year with, the Timberwolves had just finished up a game. Like an hour later, Ryan Saunders got fired. Chris Finch came in off of like the Raptors bench, which is just not a circumstance that you see like ever in the NBA. So it's kind of weird. But if you followed the Wolves closely enough, you kind of knew Chris Finch was going to be the next head coach of the team when Ryan Saunders got let go. It wasn't a matter of if Ryan Saunders let go. It was going to happen, and Chris Finch was going to be that guy. We just kind of all figured it would happen after last season, and Kristen Rosas pulled the trigger, at the mid, pretty much halfway through last season. But he's done a fantastic job. I think after he took over, the Wolves had five games before the trade or before the All-Star break last year. They went 0-5, but then they came out of the All-Star break and went, 16-20 for the last 36 games of the year. And now they've gone 23-23 so far in 46 games this year. So Wolves fans, Wolves players, people who study basketball, they just rave about what Chris Finch has done, specifically for this Timberwolves defense, who's now like 12th in the league so far this season, which has just kind of been a revelation. But the offense has started going too. They've been the number one offense in the league since everybody got back from their COVID absences. So it's really been a full 180 from what it's been for pretty much my entire fandom on this team outside of the lone Jimmy Butler season.
Right. Talking NBA, some T-Wolves with Brendan Hedke of Believe in Wolves. They're on a nice streak. They smoked Golden State, obviously without Curry. I'm a lifelong Knicks fan, so I don't want to talk about that game. Then they just beat the Nets last night, who had Kyrie and Harden, no KD. But, you know, this was a pretty tight game. 6 points with 7 minutes to go. Karl Anthony Towns, a big fourth quarter. So got to be pleased about how they closed out that win against Brooklyn.
Yeah, that was a good win, especially after such a weird game in Atlanta with Anthony Edwards got ejected and Karl Anthony Towns picked up a technical and fouled out, and the refs were just uneven both ways, not even just against the Timberwolves, but the refs just completely lost control of that game. And then the Wolves had 3 days off, no basketball. So it was interesting. We were kind of interested to see where they were going to come out and how they were going to come out against Brooklyn. And they took care of business, obviously, no Kevin Durant, but still Kyrie Irving and James Harden. And the Wolves took care of business. Cat did not have it going whatsoever until, the fourth quarter. So it was good to see the Wolves survive without him needing to have a good game, because it kind of seemed like if he was off, the Wolves had no chance to win. But that wasn't the case last night.
Yeah, one thing about this team is you got to pay attention to their health. We know during COVID and last year, Cat was limited. And I know it might sound simple, not a lot of 25 and 10 guys out there who could also handle the ball and hit the three. And you mentioned the COVID protocols, but 6 of 9 they've won since his return. Is it fair to kind of, it just emphasizes what it means when the big fella is out there.
Yeah, and I think it's not even just him, but I think it's kind of gone understated at just how good D'Angelo Russell has been for this team, too. When the Wolves have had D'Angelo Russell, Anthony Edwards, Karl Anthony Towns, and Jared Vanderbilt all available to play in 27 games this year, they're 17-10. So when they're relatively healthy, they've been playing like really good basketball. And it's just been a matter of getting through that COVID stretch. And now those four guys are back and healthy. Patrick Beverley's kind of been in and out of the lineup. But that's what you expect with a 34-year-old point guard that's kind of a little bit over the hill physically. They've been good. But mostly the biggest impactful player, like you said, is Towns. And like you can win a game or two without him, but you can't go a whole season and expect to be a decent team. He just is that – he's that good.
Yeah, you know, you mentioned Beverly, who's kind of one of those role players who enjoys his role, especially because of his defense. He left the Atlanta game late last week, missed the Nets game. So what is his status injury-wise, and how critical is he when he's healthy and in that lineup?
Yeah, I think there's a chance he comes back tomorrow night against Portland. It didn't seem like a serious injury at all. It was just kind of a tweak, as Chris Finch called it, after the Atlanta game. So I wouldn't be surprised if he pops up with a questionable or probable tag for tomorrow night's game. But he's been pretty important, too. His play on the court has been kind of what you expect. You know, he's going to be a pest on defense. His offense, his shooting-wise, hasn't been that great this season. But he is passing the ball better than we really ever saw him do in L.A., which is kind of cool to see, but he's still not like a high-tier playmaker. The biggest thing has been what he's meant for the locker room and like being the adult on this team, because this team is one of the youngest in the league. So just being that presence that's been to the playoffs, he's had success, he understands what it takes, and he just has an instinct and a killer mindset that the Wolves have been lacking for years. So that's definitely been the biggest impact that he's made.
A couple final thoughts for Brendan Hedke, Believe in Wolves podcast, Believe Podcast Network. Towns got picked 1 in 2015. Then they went 1 again in 2020, took Anthony Edwards, and he's by far been the best player in the draft. I kind of thought he should have got Rookie of the Year over Ball last year, but this year even better. And the thing, Brendan, is important to remember, he's still only 20. What about watching this guy game in, game out, and just seeing the player he's not only is, but is going to even improve and grow into?
Yeah, I think it's great. What's crazy is you look at the stats, and I think he's at like 22 points per game, but just he has so much room to improve still, and the fact that he's already a 20-point-per-game guy with that room to improve, his ceiling is just, like, through the roof. He's got to have one of the highest ceilings in the league. Like you said, still 20 years old. The best part about him is that he's shooting the ball better than anybody ever pretty much expected him to do. I think he's at, like, 37.5% on 8 threes per game, which is insane. And he's not super consistent in games. It's like he'll go on these little spurts. So if he gets more consistent from quarter to quarter, I think it's, yeah, that's going to be insane to watch. And he's just probably the best interview in the league. So you just can't stop enjoying this guy.
No, he's a lot of fun. He's been a great addition, not only to that franchise, but the NBA. And last year, you mentioned Blazers in Portland. We know Lillard's out for a bit. C.J. McCollum back in the lineup. They got Anthony Simons playing great ball off a successful road trip. So what's the word about this game taking on a Trailblazer team back home? And, of course, where the T-Wolves have been only so-so on the road.
Yeah, I think the biggest thing is the Wolves know that they're in the hunt for the play-in, and seeding's going to really matter when it comes to that. They so far have played the Blazers just once this year. They're 1-0, so I think they'd like to jump out to a 2-0 lead in case a tiebreaker comes around, but you never know. I mean, the Blazers are definitely playing better than the first time that they played them, but again, no Damian Lillard. But Anthony Simons really kind of destroyed the Wolves last time, so I'm interested to see what he can do, because he looked really good then and he's only seemed to improve since their last meeting. But yeah, I think the biggest thing is if the Wolves can play some defense, then they have a shot. Their offense has been clicking right now. And, you know, when they get into shootouts, it kind of gets to be a treacherous territory. I think they've won 3 games where their opponents score over 111 points. So if you're there not holding people, you know, to a low score, then it's kind of been game over for them.
Well, it should be an entertaining game, folks. He's Brendan Headke, keeping us wired in, host of the Believe in Wolves podcast, as part of the Believe Podcast Network. On Twitter, his handle is at @B_Headke. Hey, fun stuff, Brendan. Much appreciate the time. I guess let's catch up in about a month, because I think Portland is coming to Minnesota for 2. So thanks again. Be well, be safe, and talk again soon.
Sounds good. Talk to you then.
All right. Take it easy.